here's how you play the solo. Start with your third finger on the second string, 8th fret. And play that note and then slide it up to the 9th fret. Like that. You want both those notes to get an equal amount of time. And then use your first finger on the first string, 7th fret, and reach up with your pinky up to the 10th fret. So that's the finger assignment for the first part of the solo. It sounds like this. Then you do it again. And after you do that sequence, you're going to come down to your first finger on the first string, 7th fret, and then put your third finger on the second string, 9th fret, and your second finger on the third string, 9th fret. That's a little E major chord arpeggio using the A shape. And so that last part sounds like this. And then from there, you're going to come down to an E-shaped A chord, which is in fifth position. And you're going to actually fret four strings with this shape. So your first finger is going to go across the first and second strings on the 5th fret. Your second finger is going to fret the third string, 6th fret. And third finger is on the 4th string, 7th fret. So this is like an F shape that, or an F chord that you've probably played before. And for this shape, it's really important to get your thumb in proper position. It should be on the fattest part of the neck, behind around the 6th fret. And you're going to play the chord like this. It's going to sound like this. What you're doing here is hitting the open 5th string, strumming down up on the 4th through 1st, and then playing upstrokes on the open 1st and 2nd strings. So you're going to lift up your first finger and play those open strings. Again, it sounds like this. And actually, you're going to play a downstroke on that 2nd string, so it's going to be bass, down, up, up, down, like that. And you're going to play that twice. And then lift up that third finger. You don't need it anymore. And just play the first three strings doing the same kind of thing, where this time you're playing the bass note on the 3rd string. And then the rest of the part is the same. You're going bass, then strum down up on the first three strings, and then up, down on those open first and second strings. And then finally, go up to the 9th fret, so 9th position, you're going to play a D-shaped A chord. So first finger on the 3rd string 9th fret, 2nd finger on the 1st string 9th fret, 3rd finger on the 2nd string, 10th fret. And you're going to do the same thing that you just did with that E shape down lower. Well, almost the same thing. Check this out. Going to play the 3rd string again as the bass note, strum down up on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd strings, and then this time you lift all three fingers because you're going to be moving down to play open chords in a second. And you're going to hit the open 1st and the open 3rd strings there. Sounds kind of funky, but you'll see where it's going in a second. The whole thing sounds like this. So let me play that sequence for you from the start of the chord strumming. And then from there, you're going to come down and play an open E chord. And it's going to sound like this. What I'm doing here is playing a bass, down, up, up, down. And on that last down, I'm lifting my first finger to make a minor chord. This whole part sounds like this. So you play that four times, four measures, and then you're going to go to a B chord and play a similar pattern. Here we're going bass, down, up, up, down, and on the last down we're going to hit the third string. It sounds like this. And then from there, after you play that pattern twice, you're going to just play the fifth string twice, and then walk down with your first finger to the first fret fifth string, and then use your second finger on the sixth string second fret, and do that same kind of bend that we do in the intro riff. And then the open sixth string brings us back to the E strum pattern, where we'll move into another verse. Let me play that whole solo for you slowly so you can hear the different parts.